High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Street Finals, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Niobrara Vertigre Cougars. Hi, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. And just as we took the air, they cranked up the public address system here and kind of drowning us out for that. We apologize. We do want to welcome all of our viewers joining us. Tonight, my name is Randy Gatula. I'm from Sunny 101.3 Radio in Falls City, Nebraska, and we'll be providing the audio feed for the team for Cross County. For our listeners listening in on Sunny 101.3, and this is strive.tv/CrossCounty. That's where we are tonight for the video stream, and you can enjoy watching the ball game as well as listening to our play-by-play. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Niobrara Vertigre Cougars, the Cougars are 17-8 on the season. They'll go with Christina Swallies, Swallies, a 5'9 junior. Alexis Bartling, Bartling, 5'8 and a senior. Bree Breithaupt, Breithaupt, a 5'5 junior. Janie Konopasek, Konopasek, 5'8 and a senior. And Josh Miller, Miller is a 5'7 sophomore. So we're going to step aside and take a one-minute timeout, a one-minute break for our national anthem, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Joined us for the end of our national anthem here at Cross County High School as we're getting set for this girls' D1 district final. On the line, a ticket to the state basketball tournament. We already met the starters for the Cougars. Now let's look at the starting lineup for the Johnson-Brock Eagles. They'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a 5'8 freshman. Audrey Sanford. Sanford, a senior at 5'5. Kelly Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a 5'8" junior. Natalie Knippelmeyer, a sophomore at 5'8". And Taryn Ottoman, a freshman at 5'11", rounds out the starting five for Coach Mitchell Atkinson and the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles. The Eagles come into tonight's game at 17-7. The Cougars of Niobrara Vertigre are 17-8. Now we're having the introduction of the starters for Niobrara Vertigre. Once again, all of our listeners on Sunny 101.3 in Falls City, we want to remind you that tonight's game is being video streamed on the Cross County video at strive.tv/CrossCounty. That's where you find us. And we're feeding our audio feed. The folks here, Jessica Jackman, was very kind to let us plug into her video stream so that we can provide this audio for you for tonight's broadcast. Beautiful facility here at Cross County. They have a public address system That is deafening. Hopefully they'll turn that off once the game starts, because it is loud. We're ready to jump it up. And here's a tip. Ottoman controls it. Now it's taken away and grabbed up by Breithaupt. Breithaupt gives a pass off into the top of the key. Up top it comes to Jocelyn Miller. Miller into the corner right side. This is Swallies with the basketball. Lob pass back upside to Konopasek. Konopasek falls down. Jump shot from the corner on the left side is up and good for the first 2 points of the ball game by Jocelyn Miller. It's 2-0. Niobrara Verdigre on top. The Cougars lead it at the other end. Down under the basket. Here's a shot off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound. Pfeiffer follow shot. Put back up by Ottoman. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Lady Eagles. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. They'll inbound it. Brooklyn Behrens on the baseline. Left side under her own basket to toss it in. Behrens into the corner on the right side. There's a set shot. Knippelmeyer from the right. Off. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. And a touch last by Johnson Brock. It'll be the Cougars basketball. Inbounding it, Cheney Konopasek. Konopasek with the inbound pass, tosses into Miller. Miller comes back to Konopasek. A cross-court pass into forecourt. This is Breithaupt with the basketball into the corner. Open look for two from the right side. Up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Behrens. Behrens across the timeline, hands the ball up to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer on the left elbow, almost tied up. Bounce pass comes over and gives it to Sanford. Sanford has the ball dribbled away. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Audrey Sanford. And it'll be Cougars basketball. And Cougars on top. Here's a driving lay-in up and good by Jocelyn Miller. Miller with the lay-in. She's got 4 points. It's 4-0 with the Cougars on top. Eagles basketball into Knippel. Paint to the right corner. This is Behrens with the ball. Top of the key, Sanford. Jump shot in the paint. Sanford off the back of the iron. No. Battling for the rebound is Behrens. She's going to be tied up. I think we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession arrow will favor the Cougars. It's going to be a loud gymnasium in here tonight. I can tell you that, folks. We've got a huge turnout, a huge crowd, and we're right in among all the fans for the Cougars. Down court on the dribble comes Miller once again. She takes it all the way, and this time her shot is blocked. Traveling is going to be called. Good job defensively by Karen Ottoman for Johnson Brock to block that shot.
People at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home,
Sunny,
auto,
101.3.
Pass to the left side to Swally. Swally feeds it up top. This is Breithaupt with the basketball. Breithaupt to the left elbow. They bring it around to the right side. That's Konopasek. Into the corner. Bounce pass under the basket. Taking a look at the hoop. No shot. Now a shot from the left side is up and good by Konopasek. Konopasek with the shot. We're going to have timeout on the floor with 5:24 to play. Gray on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Cross County High School. 9-0, an early lead here. Niobrara Verdigre, the Cougars, have jumped out to a 9-0 lead early in the contest. If you're wondering, Cross County is located on Highway 81, about 2 miles south of Stromsburg, straight north of York is where we're located. Out here in the country, they built a nice campus away from all the cities and right out here in the middle of the fields. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Handling the ball is Rasmussen. Helle Rasmussen across the timeline. Into the free throw line. Holds up. Goes up with a jump shot that's blocked away. The ball is loose. And I think we're going to have another jump ball call. This time the possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. It'll be the Eagles basketball. Inbounding it on the baseline will be Audrey Sanford. She stands to the left side of her own basket after the jump ball. Sanford to toss it in. Lob pass comes up top to Knippelmeyer. The pass is stolen away. Down court on the dribble comes Swally. Speeds it to the left side. Driving layup up off. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Cougars, and it'll be the Lady Eagles basketball. 5:03 to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock has yet to crack the scoring ice. They're down 9-0. Sanford bounce pass finds Ottman. Cross right side. This is Behrens all the way in, driving, laying up and good. And the foul. Brooklyn Behrens got the basket and drew the foul. We'll have the 5'8 freshman at the line where she'll be shooting one shot. The foul is going to be on Summer Vesley. Vesley picks up her first team foul, number one, on the Cougars. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens. Checking in now for Johnson Brock. Into the contest is Weiss for the first time. Weiss checks in. She'll replace Hallie Rasmussen. Free throw is up and good. And it's 9-3. Johnson Brock has 4:48 to play here. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up. Blocked away nicely by Ottman. Ottman, dead board in traffic. Almost has it dribbled away. Gives it to Weiss across court pass. Sanford into the corner. Knippelmeyer for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to the Cougars. With the basketball is Harley Stark. Stark on the rebound. Outlet pass down in a hurry. The ball is tipped around. Shot is up off the glass and won't go in the rebound to Natalie Knippelmeyer. That shot was put up by Bauer. To the other end. The ball goes out of bounds. It's touched last by the Cougars. Basketball. Here's Ashley Parks into the lineup now for the Cougars, checking into the game. Also back onto the floor comes Jocelyn Miller after a breather. Sanford inbounded on the baseline at the top of the key by Knippelmeyer for three. It's short. Rebound brought down by Behrens and stolen away. Picking up a loose basketball. Down for the Cougars. On the dribble comes Angelina Bauer. Baseline left side. There's a three on the way that's off the rim and doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. Weiss takes it away from the right off. It's a pass up to Sanford. Audrey Sanford on the ball at midcourt. 3:51 to go. It's 9-3. Cougars on top. Ball is loose and stolen. Jocelyn Miller comes up with a steal. Miller down court of the dribble. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss. Weiss picks up her first personal team foul, number one, on Johnson Brock. 3:42 to play, first quarter, 9-3 your score. The Cougars leading the Johnson Brock Eagles in this Class D1 Girls District Final. On the line here is a ticket to the state tournament in Lincoln. Cougars basketball. Jocelyn Miller takes the inbound pass across court. On the right side of the lane goes Breithoff with the ball. Back up to Miller at the top of the key. In the paint, driving lay-in. Miller was fouled before she could put the shot up. We'll see when they post it. The foul is going to be on Chloe. No, check that. It's going to be on Brooklyn Buck. Just check. Back to live action. Cougars with the basketball in the corner. Up top it comes to Miller. Jocelyn Miller, the point guard ball handler here, to the right elbow to Bauer. Bauer feeds back to Miller, who drives on the right side. She comes. Will get the basketball. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. If you're just checking in, it's 9-3. The Niobrara Verdigris Cougars out to an early lead. They led it 9-0 at the outset. Ball handling it is Chloe Weiss. Weiss gives it up to Knippelmeyer. Underneath, they were looking under there for Buckmeyer. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked up. Shot is on the way. Sanford off the back of the rim. It won't fall. And coming down with a rebound once again is Konopasek. Bounce pass underneath. Right, getting the lay-in was Bree Breithoff. Breithoff with her first 2 points. Ball is stolen away to the left side. This is Miller. Miller falls to the floor. We'll have a blocking foul. It's going to be called on Chloe Weiss. On Weiss, that'll be her second personal. And team foul number three for Johnson Brock. Back into the lineup now, checking back in is Hallie Rasmussen. She's back on the floor. Rasmussen, a 5'6 junior. 2:38 to play first quarter. 11-3. Cougars on top with the basketball is Bright Hop. She feeds it into.
Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn.
Dynaposic's first shot was up and good. The second one up and missed. The second one, he went one out of two, makes it 12-3 now. With the Cougars on top, there's a turnover coming up court with the basketball. Sanford had the ball get away on the bench right in front of Johnson Brock's bench, and it'll be a turnover to give it right back to the Cougars. Harley Stark will inbound the pass, tosses it into Jocelyn Miller. Miller for a long three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Buckmeyer with the rebound. Down court, this is Knippelmeyer to Buckmeyer to the left side. Rasmussen holds it on the left elbow. Sanford from the corner for three. It's off the front of the iron and won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Swallies. Tipped out of bounds. Touched last by Buckmeyer. The basketball will belong to the Cougars. 2:03 to play here now in the first period. 12-3 your score. Cougars with an early lead, 9-0. They're up by 9 right now at 12-3. Feeds it underneath, right side, jump shot off the glass, up and good. Getting that shot in on the right side was Harley Stark, her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 14-3. The four was Audrey Sanford on the alternating possession. The arrow favors the Cougars. Now, Bright Hop with the basket in the paint. Miller turnaround shot off the back of the rim, tipped around, rebound to Ottoman. Ottoman comes out with a rebound and down. Long down court pass. Knippelmeyer, jump shot, left side. It's off the rim and won't go. Johnson Brock just shooting ice cold here in the first quarter, not able to get anything to drop. This is Miller with the pass down court. It goes off the fingertips of Ashley Parks down here on the near side. Here's Angela Bauer back into the lineup. Also, Breithoff checks back in for the Cougars. 1:09 to play in the first quarter. It's 14-3. Cougars on top. Rasmussen inbounds to Ottoman. Ottoman with the basket. Gives it up to Sanford on the dribble. Back to Ottoman. Ottoman still in backcourt. Bounce for a pass. That pass gives to Breithoff. Breithoff to the left side. Here's a long three that's off the rim, tipped around, and chasing it down is Breithoff. She comes up with the basketball. Breithoff, there's a three off the glass that doesn't go. This time Sanford with the rebound. Down court, fast break. Kelly Rasmussen driving layup. Couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. Kelly Rasmussen, 5'8 junior for Johnson. She'll be shooting two shots. 36 seconds left to play in the first. Free throw is up, and the first one rims off and won't drop. Rasmussen will have a second shot. That foul, incidentally, was on Parks. Kylie Rasmussen, second free throw. It's on the way up, and this one is good. She got it. Makes our score 14-4, a 10-point lead now for the Cougars of Niagara. 30 seconds to play in the first period. On the dribble, this is Breithoff with the basketball. Picked up her dribble, needs help. Coming over is Ashley Parks to get the basketball. Back to Breithoff it goes. The left side. Down, comes down once again to the Cougars. In the corner, falling to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Cougars. Johnson Brock will have it back. 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. JB with the basketball. Inbounding it is Buckmeyer. Into Ottoman. Clock is running. Down court they come with it. Rasmussen across the timeline. She's double teamed and pressed. Knippelmeyer back to Rasmussen. 2 seconds. Shot by Buckmeyer at the buzzer. Won't go. And now. after one. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.
On the dribble, into fourth quarter, Ottoman with the basketball, the left double, top of the key, Stanford, over to the right elbow now, Rasmus, down deep in the corner, Stanford at the free throw line, key double team, there's an open look by Rasmussen, right side for three, up and off, no good, the rebound comes down, brought down by Jocelyn Miller. Down court on the dribble. This is Swallies with the basketball. Almost has it dribbled away by Sanford. Free throw line, Swallies. Good shot up and good. Krasena Swallies with her first 2 points. The 5'9 junior connects on a little 12-foot jump shot. And it's 16-4. In the corner, here's Knippelmeyer for three. That doesn't go. Chasing the ball down. It goes out of bounds. Touched last by Johnson Brock. And the ball will belong to the Cougars. Opening minute of play here in the second period. 16-4. Johnson Brock down by 12. This is their biggest deficit yet. With the ball is Summer Besley. Besley puts it inside the paint. Bauer with the basketball. Bauer with a move to the hoop. The shot is up. Place to go. In the paint, working to the right side of the lane. That's Swally's jump shot off, no good. And the rebound pulled down, cleared away under the basket. Down court, Knippelmeyer driving lay-in up for Natalie Knippelmeyer. It won't go. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Natalie Knippelmeyer to the line, where she'll be shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. The foul is going to be called on Christina Swally's. On Swally's, her first team foul, number three. First free throw is up and good for Natalie Knippelmeyer. Makes it 16-5 now. The lead is 11. As Knippelmeyer is the sophomore, ready for her second free throw. It's up and good also. Natalie Knippelmeyer makes a pair of free throws. Makes it a 10-point ball game, 16-6. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. At the free throw line, Swallies with the basketball. The paint, spin move, in traffic, up and good by Konopasek. Nice move by Cheney. Konopasek moved to the hoop. Here comes Taryn Ottoman. She has the ball dribbled away from her. Loose basketball grabbed up by Swally. She'll bring it up court. Being chased by Helly Rasmussen. To the right elbow, it goes to Breithaupt. Breithaupt on the dribble, across court pass. Swally's for three. Got it. Swally's put up a three from way out on the left elbow. Down court pass stolen away in the paint. Layup up and off, no good for Miller. A fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Behrens, and a whistle and a foul as Behrens comes down with the basketball. I think this is going to go on Jocelyn Miller. We'll see when they post it. Miller picks up the foul on Jocelyn for first. Timeout taken on the floor by Johnson Brock. 5:54 to play in the first period, 21-6. Cougars on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories, to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
This is Sunny, 101.1.
County High School, 21-6, your score, 5:54 to play here in the second period. Johnson Rockwell the basketball, and play is resumed in backcourt. This is Audrey Sanford with the basketball. Ottoman stands in the midcourt circle, gives the ball back into the corner right side now. That was Knippelmeyer handling the ball. In the paint, Ottoman. She's double-teamed immediately. She gets the ball. Ottoman moves to the hoop. Tries to go up with a shot. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Cougars, and we'll put Taryn Ottoman to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Cheney Konopasek. First. To the first point of the evening, makes it 21-7 now. There for a moment, it was a 15-point lead. Second shot for Ottoman is on the way, and this one is off and rims around and won't go. The rebound comes down to the Cougars. Down court, Swallies with the basketball. Sanford chases her. Swallies goes into the corner. Ball tipped away from her and stolen by Barron. Out to Ottoman. Ottoman, and now across the timeline. Taryn Ottoman on the dribble to the right elbow. Near top of the key, into the corner right side. Knippelmeyer back to Ottoman. Left elbow. Ellie Rasmussen holds the ball for a minute. Across court pass, Knippelmeyer. Bounce pass in the paint. They got it inside to Sanford. Spin move. Sanford left elbow. Open look from 12 feet. Got it. Audrey Sanford with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 21-7 now. 4:41 to go here in the first half. With the basketball is Jocelyn Miller to the right elbow, Breithop. Breithop on the dribble, across court pass to Swallies. She dribbles out between the rings and just kind of patiently sets things up here. Man-to-man defense. Here's a three on the way up and good. Swallies with her second three-pointer of the night. And the Cougars threatening to blow this thing completely open here now. They're up 24-9 is our score, 24-9. On the left side with it is Rasmussen, feeds Sanford across right wing. Knippelmeyer for a long two. This ball. Four-foot jump shot is off the rim. Rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman walking around between three defenders. She's trapped down there. Down court they come. Three on one, fast break. The ball deflected away. Moving to the hoop is Behrens for a shot. A whistle and a foul on the floor. I got to say the foul came before Brooklyn Behrens could put the shot up. The foul on Swallies. Kristinenna got her second personal. Team foul number six, that will be, on the Cougars. Natalie Knippelmeyer will set out. Checking in, Chloe Weiss comes in to replace her. Back onto the floor now for the Cougars comes Ashley Parks. Parks checks in. Inbound the pass to Ottoman. Outside, almost got away from Sanford. Sanford on the left wing. She hit one from there a minute ago. Oh, Sanford looking across. Was trying to get it over to Helly Rasmussen just as Rasmussen made her break and the ball went out of bounds into the bench for the Cougars. Another turnover for Johnson Brock. 3:33 to play in the first half. It's 24-9 now. Johnson Brock trailing Niobrara Verdigre, the Cougars. But the basketball on the left side of the lane, that's Ashley Parks. Back to the top of the key, around to the right side, Breithop with the basketball. Breithop in the paint, under the basket, dribbles all the way across the baseline, kicks it out to the left wing, a shot up for three that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, putback is up and off, doesn't go, and the rebound down to Johnson Brock. Sanford on the fast break, feeds it to the right side, Rasmussen. Corner. Behrens with an open look for two. It's off the rim. Rebound. Follow shot. Weiss can't get it. And a whistle and a foul. And Chloe Weiss will be at the free throw line. I suspect this foul is going to go on Summer Vesely. That's her second personal, team foul number seven. At the free throw line, Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Weiss will be shooting two shots here. The first one is on the way up and off. No good. Johnson Brock just ice cold, both from the field and the free throw line here, not having a whole lot of luck. Rasmussen checking back in comes Brooklyn Morris's second free throw is up, and it's off. It won't go. The rebound comes down to Ashley Parks. Parks outlet pass, and down court with the ball comes Miller. To Parks in the corner, left side, in the paint. That's Bauer. Now a turnaround shot under the basket. Rebound to Ottoman. Outlet pass. Weiss down court, under the basket. They tried to get it to Behrens. Quickly with Jocelyn Miller to tip that pass away. They thought they had Behrens under the basket. Miller got back very quickly on defense and swatted the ball out of bounds. Johnson Brock's basketball. Sanford to inbound it. Stands under her own basket. Up top, Knippelmeyer. Around to Weiss on the corner. Looking inside for Ottoman. No passes there. She's trapped. Her pass is deflected. Grabbed up by Behrens. Behrens, Sanford, left side. Knippelmeyer for three. Open look off the rim. Still won't drop. And the rebound comes down. Cleared out underneath by Konopasek. Cheney Konopasek on the dribble across the timeline, brings it down court herself, pass stolen away. On the breakaway, the other end goes Knippelmeyer, driving Lee and up and good. Nice job defensively by Natalie Knippelmeyer for the steal and the lay-in. Makes it 24-11. The lead is 13 with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock fans upset. Ball goes out of bounds. What happened is Jocelyn Miller used a forearm and shoved the defender to the floor and right in. Finger at the infraction. The ball went out of bounds, and it ends up being Johnson Brock's basketball. A downcourt pass comes to Behrens. She has the ball dribbled away. It's loose. Now it's grabbed up underneath. Flip the ball out to Weiss. Weiss comes to the top of the key. Sanford, left side. Behrens, set shot up and good. Brooklyn Behrens, her second field goal. She has 5 points. They haven't put the points up, but it should be 24-15 here now. They haven't scored it yet. Turnaround shot under the basket, off the glass, up, in and out, doesn't go. Struggle underneath. They're all fighting after the rebound. A jump ball is called. They haven't put the 2 points up yet for Johnson Brock. Our clock operator having a difficult time here. I keep looking up and seeing the wrong score, and he's done it yet again. The official stops the game and is going to come over and check with the bookkeepers on this score. They did decide the possession arrow was backwards. They're going to give the ball to Johnson Brock on the possession. Now the referee's checking with both score books. The scoreboard says 24-13. I've got it 24-15. They're not going to fix it. They're not going to fix the score. Now they changed their mind and decided the ball belongs to the Cougars after all.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Okay, maybe it's 13. Now they've got six players on the floor. Come on, guys. There are six ball players out here. Now they're going to take one of them and send her to the bench. The Cougars had six players out there. Here's an inbound pass to the top of the key. With the basketball is Breithoff. Breithoff comes to the right side. Konopasek. Konopasek into the corner. Baseline left side. In the lane, driving toward the hoop. Shot is up and off. Won't go. Now the ball is tipped around, and Sanford comes up with it. Konopasek put that shot up. Sanford in backcourt. Across the timeline, the pass comes to Behrens. Behrens in the paint, driving layup. Brooklyn Behrens, it won't fall. Fighting for the rebound under there was Natalie Clark. The ball knocked out of Clark's hands and going to be grabbed up and brought up court by Breithoff. Breithoff with the basketball. She'll give it off to Konopasek. These Cougars, aggressive basketball. Miller with a driving layup that won't go. Clark comes down with a rebound. Outlet pass to Weiss. Weiss nearly falls to the floor. Back to Clark. Down court it comes. This is Behrens with the ball. All the way in, driving layup. Behrens goes to the floor hard. A whistle and a foul, and we'll put Brooklyn Behrens at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The clock operator is having his struggles here, folks. Now it's 24-13, and I'll stand corrected and go with what they say at 13. It did not, in fact, count. Second shot is up, or first shot, rather, is up and off. No good for Brooklyn Behrens. That's the first of two. She'll have a second free throw. 31 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 24-13, an 11-point lead for the Niobrara Verdigris Cougars. Brooklyn Barron's second free throw is up, and this one is good. She hits the second. 24-14. It's a 10-point basketball game. Jocelyn Moore into the corner. Her pass goes to Swallies. Swallies bounce pass back up to Brighton. She lost the dribble. Is holding the ball. Meets help. Miller comes to get the ball. Miller into the corner left side. Back to Swallies. In the paint. Bounce pass left side. Swallies finds Miller. Miller kicks it to the right elbow. Underneath Miller. Turnaround. Spin move. Up. No. 2 seconds. Try for a follow shot. Put back up and good. Konopasek with a really nice move at the buzzer. Cheney Konopasek made a move to the basket and got it to drop as the buzzer sounded. And at the half, the Niobrara Vertigray Cougars lead the Johnson Brock Eagles, your halftime score, 26-14. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Cross County High School. It's halftime. At the half, the Niobrara Vertigray Cougars. Calling play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3, and it's time now for our halftime scoring recap. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Cougars, they're led at the half by Swellies, Chrisenna Swellies. She has 8 points in the ballgame. Right behind is Cheney Konopasek. Konopasek with 7 in the contest. Bree Breihop added 4, and Jocelyn Miller with 4. 2 points for Haley Stark for their total of 26. Individual scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Brooklyn Barons leads the way. She has 6 points in the ballgame. Natalie Kniffelmeyer with 4 at halftime. 2 points for Audrey Sanford. 1 point for Helly Rasmussen and Taryn Ottoman with 1 for their total of 14. From the charity stripe, Niobrara Vertigray went 1 out of 2 from the line. Johnson Brock hit 5 out of 10. The Cougars led it 14-4 by 10 after one quarter. And here at halftime, it's 26-14, a 12-point lead right now for the Cougars over the Johnson Brock Eagles. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout here. Then we'll update you with our latest weather forecast on Sunny. Another 2 minutes of information. And then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 9 above. South winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 40. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 19. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 50s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back Johnson Rock. Our halftime score, 26-14. Those of you tuning in looking for Sacred Heart Irish basketball, we have them on the air also. In fact, starting right about now down at Palmyra, the Lady Irish are taking on the Osceola Bulldogs. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. Master Station, 7.1 FM in the Falls City area, and online at mscsports.net. and select KTNC. Again, that's the Sacred Heart Lady Irish and the Osceola Bulldogs. They're live right now from Palmyra over on KTNC. Lots of basketball coming up next week. On Monday, I will be in Auburn. The Auburn boys will be hosting. We've got Mount City playing down in St. Joe against the and we'll have the Sacred Lawrence Nelson at 7 o'clock over on KTNC. Lots of basketball coming up Tuesday. Let's see if the Johnson Rock girls can get back in this thing. They got down 9-0 at the outset, and now they find themselves trailing by 12 here at halftime as we get set to move into the third quarter. It'll be Johnson Rock's basketball. This has got to be one of the noisiest gyms I've ever been in. The public address system is just incredible. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding the pass is Rasmussen. Into Sanford, back to Rasmussen. She's trapped immediately. Rasmussen in trouble. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. Knocked away by Jocelyn Miller. He dribbles to the left side. Bounce back, knocked away. Miller with the steal. Knocks it into Breithop's hands. And down court come the Cougars once again, leading 26-14. Jocelyn Miller with the ball. Lob pass under the basket, right side, into the corner, down to Swally. Swally goes inside the paint with it. Konopasek. Konopasek's pass stolen away by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens down court with it. Rasmussen driving layup, doesn't get it. The ball is blocked and knocked out of bounds. Nice defensive play there on the part of Alexis Bartling. Bartling got a good clean block on that. Bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Right off with the lob pass inside the bottom. Now pass open. Pass break down court. Right off. Takes it in for the lay-in. Doesn't get it. But should be fouled. And the foul will be on Brooklyn Behrens. On Behrens, her first personal. First team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Will be at the line. She averages 8.9 points per ball game. She has four thus far. Here shooting two shots. The first one hits the back iron and pops out on her. She'll have another shot coming. Right hops, ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim. Shot is on the way up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens in backcourt behind the back dribble. Almost has it taken away. Got the ball across the timeline into the hands of Sanford. To the right side with the ball and the dribble. They give it back up to Sanford once again from Rasmussen. Sanford. Called possession arrow. Is going to go over to the Cougars. Cougars will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under the Johnson Brock basket. Inbounding the pass, Konopasek. On the dribble, across the timeline, with the ball comes Miller to the left elbow, Breithop. This is Breithop at the free throw circle to the right elbow, Konopasek. There's a three on the way from the corner, good by Christina Swallies. Swallies in double figures. She has the 11 point count for the Cougars, makes it 29-14. Down court, Knippelmeyer with the pass to the right side. Rasmussen in the paint. Ottoman bounce pass left side. Shot is up. Will go from Behrens. Ottoman follow shot. Good. Taryn Ottoman with her first field goal of the night here in the third quarter. 6:18 to play. Makes it 29-16. Here's a pass that goes wide of the mark. Cougars turned it over. It'll go back to Johnson Brock. Into the lineup for the Cougars, Angela Bauer checks back in. Bauer, a 5'7 junior. Onto the floor now for the Cougars. Full court pressure being applied by Niobrara Verdigris. Breaking the press, they come across the timeline. Pass underneath Ottoman. Driving layup, doesn't get it. She's fouled. We'll put Taryn Ottoman to the free throw line. She's just a freshman at 5'11, been starting all year here. The foul is going to be called on Angelina Bauer. On Bauer, her first personal, first team foul of the half on the Cougars. Shooting two shots is Taryn Ottoman. The shot is up and good. Taryn Ottoman has now hit two out of three from the free throw line, and she has 4 points in the basketball game. Ottoman's second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off. The rim doesn't go. breaking back in. Composick is back on the floor. We'll ID the others as soon as the ponytails move here. Also with Betsley in the lineup. Here's a jump shot from the right side that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot. Ogden can't get it. But a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Taren Ottman to the free throw line. Some of the Cougar fans disagree, and I'm not so sure I disagree with them. Betsley picks up her third personal. Ottman put that shot up. Betsley was in front of her and got called for the foul. Ottman shooting two. First one is up and good. Taren Ottman has now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. Back onto the floor comes Andrea Shuka for the first time here, I believe. Ottman, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is short off the front of the rim. Shuka fighting for the rebound. Basketball comes down, grabbed up by Jocelyn Miller, and Miller brings it down court. Miller into the corner, baseline left side. Pass comes to Bauer. Back up top to Miller on the left wing. To the top of the circle, Haley Stark handles the ball. In traffic, Shuka. Traveling is going to be called. And a turnover will give the basketball back to Johnson Brock. 29-18, Lady Eagles have battled back to within 11 now. They failed by as much as 15. Cross-court pass, Ottman in backcourt. Hands it back to Sanford. Sanford across the timeline, comes on the attack. The ball was loose, finds Ottman. Ottman has it dribbled away by Miller, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Jocelyn Miller. On Miller, her second personal, team foul number 3. Going to be called on the Cougars. 29-18. Inbound pass. Oh, taken away. Nice steal underneath with the basketball by Jocelyn Miller. Down court with the ball. Konopasek. Now she has it dribbled away. Here's Brooklyn Behrens for a breakaway lay-in that's up and good. Brooklyn Behrens has 8 points, and it's a 9-point ball game. Johnson Brock rallying here just a little bit. Timeout's going to be taken by the Cougars. With 5:09 to play in the third quarter, 29-20 our score.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
5:09 to play in the third quarter. Johnson Brock has battled back to within 9 now at 29-20. As play has resumed, the basketball belongs to the Cougars. Miller with the ball across court to the right side. Konopasek into the corner. Moving toward the hoop. In for a little floater that's off the rim, then doesn't go. The shot put up by Bauer. Rebound brought down by Ottman. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Cougars. Cougar fans not happy. They felt that Ottman traveled. The foul is going to be called on Konopasek, her second personal, team foul number 4. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound, down court with it. Across the timeline, the ball was loose, grabbed up by Behrens. Behrens trying to work to the right side. She's double-teamed, needs help. Gets it to Sanford. Sanford dribbles between defenders. Open look in the corner for 2. Shot is up. Rebound. Follow shot. Ottman couldn't get it. Ball tipped away. Miller comes up with it on the baseline. Good job by Miller on the defensive board. There's a fast break coming the other way. Konopasek decides to back it out and set the offense. Across court pass. Oh, she was looking for Bauer. It went over Angelina's head out of bounds. A turnover for the Cougars. Johnson Brock will get the ball back. Now Brooklyn Buckmeyer checks into the lineup. Also back onto the floor comes Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Setting down will be Behrens. And also taking a break is Hallie Rasmussen. 4:17 to go in the third quarter. 29-20. Johnson Brock trying to mount a comeback here. They're back within 9. They got to cut to single digits. Audrey Sanford against full court pressure. Comes to Weiss. They're going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline. There it goes. Ottman left side underneath looking for Buckmeyer. Ball tipped away from Buckmeyer out of bounds. But it's touched last under there by Bartling. So the ball will belong to Johnson Brock under their own basket. Sanford will trigger it in baseline under her own backboard into the corner. Open look from the right side for Vice for three. It will not fall. And the rebound to Bartling. Ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars, I believe. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Halfway through the third period. 3:59 to play third quarter. 29-20. Johnson Brock had a chance now twice to cut into that 9-point deficit, and they've come away empty-handed. Stark with the basketball stolen away. Sanford on the fast break with Connor Posick. Feeds it across to the left side. Shot is up and good on the left side by Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer has 6 points. And it's a 7-point ball game. Timeout on the floor by the Cougars. 3:41 to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock has battled back to within 7. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Cross County High School, just south of Stromsburg, Nebraska. Colin Feldkamp is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast and presentation of high school basketball. Again, we welcome all of our listeners and viewers up in the Niobrara Verdigre area. We're glad to have you tuned in tonight here on Cross County Strive TV. We hope you're enjoying the video stream along with our audio feed to give you a little bit of a description of what's happening out here. Your Cougars are up by 9, or up by 7, 29-22, as the Eagles trying to battle their way back into this one. This is Breithoff with the basketball to the left elbow. Over to Connor Posick into the corner. Here's a three on the way that's off the rim, and the rebound brought down by Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Weiss being harassed by Breithoff across the timeline, gets it up to Sanford. Johnson Brock down by 7. They have the basketball, looking to cut into that lead. Weiss into the corner. Bounce pass, looking underneath. Oh, Buckmeyer was trying to get it under to Ottoman, and then Buckmeyer reached in and got the tie-up, but the possession arrow favors the Cougars. Substitutes into the ballgame now for Niobrara Verdigre. Ashley Parks back onto the floor. Parks checks back in. Connor Posick will inbound the pass. Tosses it in to Jocelyn Miller. Miller, the leading scorer on this team. She averages 19.4 points per ballgame. She's been held to just 4 tonight. Here's a three from the top of the key to something good. A three-pointer, as I was talking about Jocelyn Miller. She nails a three, just as I had mentioned her, and she now has 7. Now there's a steal. On the steal, Breithoff with the basketball. On the fast break, down court to the right elbow. They give it to Miller. Miller tries to dribble to the left side baseline. Back up top to Breithoff with the basketball. Bree Breithoff, then the paint, driving underhand layup. A whistle. Ball goes out of bounds. They say no foul. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Just as I was talking about Jocelyn Miller averaging 19 points a game, and she only had 4. Must have heard the announcer because she pulls up and promptly hits a 3 from the top of the key. Nothing but nylon. There's a steal by Miller. Off the glass, up and good. Well, Johnson Brock fans, you're going to want me to stop talking about Jocelyn Miller. Every time I do, she comes up with another basket. Miller now with 9 points, and it's 34-22. The lead is back to 12. Johnson Brock's basketball in the corner. In trouble down here and trapped with the ball now is Chloe. Here's Brooklyn Behrens back into the lineup. Also back onto the floor comes Helly Rasmussen now for Johnson Brock. Swallies comes back in, the 5'9 junior back on the floor for the Cougars. Sanford to inbound it in 4-4 on the side. 1:59 to go in the third period. Here's Behrens with a little shot that's up and off, no good. Rebound Ottoman, putback up and good. Taryn Ottoman with the putback. It's a 10-point ball game. 24. Johnson Brock had pulled back to within 7. Knippelmeyer nearly had the steal to the left side in the paint. Floater, shot is up, no. Whistle and a foul. Swallies will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Cougars. We'll see who they put this one on. The foul is going to be on Helly Rasmussen. On Rasmussen, her first personal team foul, number two on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line is Swally, shooting two. The first one is up and no. Crescenta Swallies, that was her first attempt from the line. She's in double figures. She has 11 points in the ballgame, including three threes here for the Cougars. Swally's second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Rebound brought down by Bauer. Bauer with an outlet pass comes up top with it. Up to Breithaupt. Breithaupt, right side, Swallies on the right elbow. She picks up the dribble to Breithaupt with the pass. Breithaupt in the paint to Miller, top of the key. Miller for three. No, short off the front of the rim. Ball is tipped around, and the rebound comes down to Sanford. Sanford, long down court pass. Behrens. Behrens into the corner. Buckmeyer right back to Behrens. Toward the hoop. Shot is up. Behrens, no. Rebound underneath Johnson Brock. Now a whistle. And a jump ball is going to be called. Falling to the floor with the basketball was Helly Rasmussen. Into the game now. Checking in comes Natalie Clark into the game. Clark will check in for Johnson Brock. Behrens hits the three from the left corner, and we're back to an eight-point ball game. Fast break, driving layup. Miller got it. Jocelyn Miller got the layup and drew the foul. She will be at the free throw line to shoot one. Jocelyn Miller now has 11 points in double figures. The foul is going to be on Helly Rasmussen. She's called for the personal. I'll check that. It's going to be on Clark. They changed it. First they put it up as Rasmussen. Here's the free throw. It's up and off. No good. Miller couldn't get the free throw. The rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Long down court pass across the timeline. Rasmussen has it tipped away, and it goes off of Rasmussen out of bounds. It'll be Cougars basketball. 36-26, a 10-point lead for the Cougars with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Miller on the dribble. Gives to Breithaupt. Breithaupt to the corner right side. Swallies with the ball. Swallies driving floater. Right side up and good. Christina Swallies has 13 points now for the Cougars. 29 seconds to play, third quarter. Brooklyn Behrens driving layup. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Putback. Ottoman up and good. Ottoman there for the putback. Taryn Ottoman now has 9 points in the game, and it's 38-28. The lead is back down to 10. It was up to 12 momentarily. At one point, it was down to 7. Bounce pass inside, driving layup. Up and good. Konopasek. Cheney, Konopasek got the lay-in, and she drew the foul, so we'll put Konopasek to the line. The foul is on Helly Rasmussen, her second personal. At the line, Cheney Konopasek, a 5'8 senior. She averages 6.4 points per ballgame on the season. She already has 9 tonight, and now she's at the line looking for number 10 to get into the double figures. Cheney Konopasek at the line. In her pink tennis shoes, takes a shot, is up and good. Konopasek in double figures. She has 10 now. Makes it 41-28. The lead is back up to 13 with 7 seconds to play here in the third period. Full court pressure. Down court. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. There's a long shot up and off. Wouldn't go. And after three quarters, the Niobrara Vertigrade Cougars lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 41-28. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska. You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Oh, we have a scoring update from Palmyra. At halftime, the Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading Osceola 31-14 at the half. That game over on KTNC. Back to live action. We move into the fourth quarter here. Cougars with the basketball up by 13 here, 41-28. On the dribble is Breithaupt to cross court to Jocelyn Miller. Miller looks into the corner right side, down to Haley Stark. Back up top, it comes to Miller to the top of the circle. This is Ashley Parks. Now a driving layup, right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, Ottoman. Johnson Brock trailed by 12 at halftime, got back within 7. Here's a fast break, driving layup. Barons will go. They battled back within 7 in that third quarter, only to fall behind by 13 by the end of the period. Miller down court, loses the ball out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson Brock. Miller a little bit slow getting up there as she hit the floor. 7:14 to go in this one. It's 41-28. Niobrara Verdigre Cougars up by 13. Johnson Brock against full court pressure. Sanford on the dribble. Audrey Sanford, the senior. Bounce pass to the right side. Rasmussen across the timeline. Allie Rasmussen finds Sanford with the pass. Again, bounce pass back to Rasmussen. Sanford on the right elbow at the top of the key. Jump shot from about 12, up and good for 2. Audrey Sanford, her second bucket of the night. She has 4 points, and it's 41-30. The lead is down to 11. Jocelyn Miller looking to answer. Brings the ball down court. They come on the attack. Miller for the Cougars. Ball tipped away from right, up and stolen. On the dribble, double teamed in backcourt, in trouble. A jump ball is called. A good job defensively by Jeannie Konopasek. Konopasek reached in there, tied her up. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. Eagles keep the basketball. Hallie Rasmussen gives to Sanford. A cross court pass into forecourt. Ball out of bounds, tipped last by the Cougars. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Stay with us. This one's not over, folks. It's an 11-point ball game, but a lot of time left. 6:19 to play in this one. Inbound pass to Ottoman. Oh, the inbound pass stolen away. Nice job under there by Summer Vesley to make the steal. Timeout taken on the floor. 6:13 to go in the ball game. 41-30. Cougars up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
6 minutes, 13 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 41-30. The Cougars of Niobrara Verdigre leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Cougars basketball. When play is resumed, Jocelyn Miller on the dribble. Across the timeline comes Miller to the left elbow. Now between the rings. Picks up her dribble. She needs help. Across court pass. She gets it over to Breithaupt. Breithaupt on the dribble. All the way in. Driving. Bounce pass. Fed it off. Ball stolen away. Barons comes up with it. Brooklyn Barons down court. In the paint. Takes it in for a layup. Has the ball stripped away. A whistle and a foul. And Brooklyn Barons is going to be at the free throw line to shoot 2 shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Waiting to see who they charge the foul to. Very slow getting it posted here. Barron's first free throw is up and good. Brooklyn Barron's hits the first one. The foul is going to be on Ashley Parks. That's Parks' second personal. Team foul number 5 now on the Cougars. Second free throw for Brooklyn Barron's is on the way. It's up and it's off. Doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by the Cougars. Long down court pass all along and alone under the bucket. Shot is put up by Breithaupt and blocked away by Ottoman. Breithaupt looked like she was going to have an uncontested shot. Ottoman got a hand up there and swatted it away. 41-31. Here's a driving lay-in up and good by Bree Breithaupt. Dreithoff has 6 points, and the lead is back to 12, 43-31. Ottoman has the ball tipped away. Down court, Dreithoff under the basket, driving lay-in up, good. Lee Dreithoff with back-to-back baskets, and she will be fouled. Lee Dreithoff with a chance for a three-point play. She's got 8 points in the ballgame now. The foul is on Helly Rasmussen. On Rasmussen, her third personal at the free throw line. Bree Brighthop. Free throw is up and off. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock's Taryn Ottoman. Down court. Brooklyn Barons takes it all the way in. Driving lay-in. Got it. Brooklyn Barons with a nice lay-in. She's in double figures. Brooklyn Barons with, I believe, we've got her with 14 now. In the paint. Spin move to the right side. Swally puts it down into the corner. Working in the paint is Swally. Almost has it knocked away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. We're down to 5:02 to play in the ballgame. Johnson Brock's going to make a move. It's going to have to come pretty quickly here. 45-33, they're down by 12. They fell behind 9-0 at the outset of the ballgame and never really recovered from that. The Cougars jumped out early. There's a shot up from the right side that doesn't go. A rebound and a follow shot put back. Bounces around. That won't drop for Vesely. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock with the basketball as Chloe Weiss. Ball stolen away. Inbound pass. Miller with a driving layup. Good. Jocelyn Miller on the lay-in. Makes it 47-33. The lead is back to 14. All the way in goes Barons for a lay-in. Up and good. Brooklyn Barons is having herself a ball game. Just a freshman at 5'8". I've got Brooklyn Barons with 16 points now in the ball game for Johnson Brock. Driving layup at the other end. An offensive foul is going to be called on Jeannie Konopasek. Konopasek knocked the defender down under the basket. The clock is down to 4:18 to play. 47-35. Cougars with the lead on the Eagles. Inbound pass comes to Ottoman. Ottoman is tied up. Jump ball is called. Good job by Miller. I'll tell you, this Niobrara Verdigre defense has been the difference in this ballgame. A very aggressive, pressuring defense, and at times Johnson Brock just hasn't handled that well and has resulted in turnovers. That time a held ball with a possession arrow change. With the basketball on the right side. Rebound, Chloe Weiss, and there it is again. This time it's going to be a foul call, though, on Jocelyn Miller. Miller thought she had the tie-up, so did the Cougar fans, but on Miller, that'll be Jocelyn's third personal, and that is team foul number 7. So we move to the 1-1 and walk to the other end. 47-35, your score, a 12-point Cougar lead with 4:04 to go in the ballgame. At the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Chloe Weiss. She is 0-2 from the line tonight, has not scored yet this evening's ballgame. On the 1-1, the shot is up and good. Chloe Weiss, a 5'5 freshman. This is a very, very young basketball team. Johnson Brock playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores out here. Second shot coming for Chloe Weiss. It's up and good. She hit them both. Weiss with a pair. Makes it a 10-point ball game. 47-37 with 4:02 to go. Here's a steal by Audrey. Audrey's going to bring the ball back up court herself. Sanford. To the corner, under the basket, bounce pass, left side, open look, Barons, up and off, no good, it sat on the rim, try for follow shot, put back, won't go. Weiss comes out of there, another jump ball is called, possession arrow, stays with John. Audrey Sanford, the senior, will inbound the ball, she'll trigger it in.
Lot. Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts.
So, and a foul is going to be called on the left side. The foul is going to be called on the Cougars. Let's see who they put it on. The foul is on Bartling. That'll be her second personal on Alexis Bartling. And team foul number 8. So we're shooting 1-1 now. 47-37, a 10-point ball game, 3:27 to go in the game. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Barons shooting 1-1. Shot is up and good. Well, Brooklyn Barons, the freshman, she's had a ball game she's going to remember. She won't like the outcome at this point because they're still down. But here comes her second shot. Barons, it's up, and the shot is good. She got them both, and suddenly, folks, it's an 8-point ball game. After being down by as much as 15, battling back within 7, they fell behind by 13 again, and now they're back within 8. But the clock only shows 3 minutes and 27 seconds left to play. An 8-point ball game, 47-39. Full court pressure now. Here's Miller on a fast break, driving layup. No. Rebound brought down by Ottoman. Ottoman is double-teamed in backcourt, needs help, trying to get out of there with a basketball. Down court he goes, fast break to Barons. Brooklyn Barons in for the layup, couldn't get it. And the rebound is brought down the other direction by Bauer. Long down court pass, all alone under the basket with the ball is Swallies. Swallies can't get the shot to Miller. Left side, laying up and good by Konopasek. And that was a big exchange right there that went the way of the Cougars. Timeout on the floor. With 2:53 to go in the ballgame, it's 49-39. Cougars with a 10-point lead over Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State.
Randy Gatula back with you at Cross County High School. Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. We invite you to stay tuned at the end of the broadcast for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's ballgame. Our score, 49-39. Johnson Brock, they don't go away. They just keep battling back into this, but now they're back down by double figures. Less than 3 minutes to go in the game, 2:53 to play. Full court pressure by the Cougars. Inbound the pass. Comes into Barons, Brooklyn Barons. Audrey Sanford across court to the near side. Kelly Rasmussen has it taken away by Miller. Miller with the on-court pass, breakaway, lay-in up and good by Bree Breithoff. Miller with the assist, Breithoff with the basket. Full court pressure. Ball is loose on the floor. Try for the steal. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Cougars. The old momentum is swinging the direction right now of Niobrara Verdigre. They're back up by 12, 51-39. 2.5 minutes left to play. 2:32 to be precise. Inbounding the pass, Christina Swallies. Swallies throws it up top. Gets the ball into Miller. Miller. Ball. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. She's double-teamed against pressure. Weiss needs help. Weiss gets the ball to Sanford. Down court it comes Ottoman. Ottoman dribbles to the right side of the free throw lane. Up top, Sanford. Sanford, right side of the lane. Ball knocked away from her. Cougars basketball. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to 1:39. Long down court pass. Swallies behind.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The line. shooting 1-1. The first shot is up and off, no good. Couldn't get it to fall. A minute 56 to go in the ballgame. 51-39, a 12-point lead for the Cougars. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock. With the ball on the left elbow is Jocelyn Miller. Up to the top of the key. Breithoff handles the ball. Into the corner right side, that's Swallies. In the paint, bounce pass underneath. Shot is up and good by Angela Bauer. Bauer with her first 2 points. It's 53-39, a 14-point lead with 90 seconds to play. A minute 30 to go. On the dribble, on the left side is Audrey Sanford. To the near side with the pass, Knippelmeyer. Into the corner, open look, right side for three. Off the rim, that one wouldn't fall for Chloe Weiss. Rebound, follow shot, Sanford, put back up and good. Audrey Sanford, the senior, got the basket to fall. Back to a 12-point ball game, 53-41, but we've only got a minute 5 left to play in the game. Johnson Brock may need to... Here a pass comes across to Miller. They're just going to try and slow it down now and dribble it out. Not a whole lot of point in fouling, but we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think it's going to be assessed against Chloe Weiss on Weiss, her third personal. But we're down to 1 minute to play in the ballgame. 59.9 seconds to be precise. It's 53-41, a 12-point lead right now for the Cougars. For a chance to play in the D1 state basketball tournament. At the line, Jocelyn Miller. She's over to Johnson Brock. Audrey Sanford down court to the right side. Helly Rasmussen. Rasmussen up top to Barron. Stolen away by Miller. Picked back up and backcourt by Ottoman. Sanford to the right side. Rasmussen. 45 seconds to play. Lay in. Good. Bree Breithoff with the lay-in. She's got 12 points now, and there's 30 seconds left to play. Behrens has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. 55-41. The lead is 14 for the Cougars, and it looks like the Niobrara Vertebrae Cougars are on their way to the state tournament here. We're going to have a timeout taken with 30 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here. Getting set to wrap this one up. They have to reset the score clock here. Our clock operator has struggled throughout the evening. That's the kindest thing I can say here. They're going to have to reset the score clock, the timer on it. And now the official walks over to the table to help sort that out. 30 seconds left to play. It's 55-41. Johnson Brock to inbound. Skylar Witt inbounds the pass. Witt gets into the corner to Weiss. Weiss with a floater in the paint. That's up and good. Chloe Weiss got that one to drop. 23 seconds to go. And we'll have another timeout taken here. 55-43. The lead is 12. We'll try it again and step aside. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The inbound, the ball, a whistle, and a quick foul is going to be called on the inbound. It's going to be, called on Audrey Sanford. Sanford's going to be tagged for the personal. Check that. Skylar Witt's going to pick up the foul. Skylar Witt had just checked in. Back onto the floor now comes Natalie Clark into the ball game, and for the first time, Anna Lillinus gets into the game. Coach Mitchell Atkinson waving the white flag here, pulling some girls off the bench into the game. with 20 seconds left to play. It's 55-43. Seniors getting a standing ovation from the Eagle faithful who showed up here tonight at Cross County applauding their seniors as they leave the floor. Now you hear the applause from the Cougar fans as their seniors go to the and starters go to the bench. Just 20 seconds left to play, and now we've got a lot of players going to get into the game here. Natasha Henry checks into the lineup for the Cougars. Also on the floor, Michaela Ravenkamp is out there. Try and ID these players at the free throw line. Bree Breithaupt. Free throw is up and off. No good. Breithaupt couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock into forecourt. Right side with it is Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer in traffic. Jump shot. Partially blocked. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. 9.8 seconds. Vorsup checking here for the Cougars. Onto the floor now is Chloe Hanslick. Hanslick checks in. In backcourt on the dribble with the ball. Across the timeline. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They'll just dribble it out here. Bounce pass in. Turnaround shot at the buzzer. It goes. I believe they're going to count it. Ravenkamp got the basket. Well, maybe not. The refs ran off. They didn't wave it off and they didn't call it. They just left the floor. We'll see what they added up here. It appears our final score tonight will be the Cougars 55 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 43. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here. Be back with a post-game scoring recap and give you a rundown of all the individual numbers after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at WeaverandMersLaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at ArmbrusterMotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to Cross County High School. Our final score tonight, the Niobrara Verdigris Cougars 55 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 43. Taking a look at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Cougars, four players in double figures. Swally's finished with 13. Jocelyn Miller had 13. Cheney Konopasek with 12. Bree Breithaupt also with 12. Adding 2 points was Michaela Ravenkamp there at the end, and Angela Bauer with 2 for their total of 55. From the free throw line, the Cougars hit just 2 out of 11 from the charity stripe. Now a look at the individual scoring for your Johnson Brock Eagles. A big night tonight for Brooklyn Barons. The freshman finished with 18 points in the effort tonight. Taryn Ottoman, another freshman, had 9 in the ballgame. 6 for Audrey Sanford. 6 points for Natalie Knippelmeyer. And 1 point for Hallie Rasmussen for Johnson Brock's total of 43. From the free throw line, the Eagles went 2 out of 21 on the night. Well, a tough loss tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles, but a successful campaign. I believe they finished the season at 17-8 on the year. Coming up short here against a fine team from Niobrara Verdigre, our congratulations to the Cougars, and best of luck to them as they reach the Class D1 Girls State Basketball Tournament week after next in Lincoln. We certainly wish them well. All of our viewers on the Cross County Strive TV, we're glad you decided to join us for the video stream tonight. Once again, our thanks to Jessica Jackman on the faculty here at Cross County. She runs the Strive program for allowing us to provide the audio for tonight's broadcast. Don't forget, we'll have more basketball coming up for you Monday. I'll have the Auburn Bulldogs hosting Central City. That'll be here on Sunny 101.3 Monday evening. We have 3 games for you Tuesday. Johnson Brock fans, you'll be happy to hear we're going to have live coverage of the Johnson Brock boys in Dundee County. That'll be live from Kearney High School, a 6 o'clock tip-off right here on Sunny 101.3. That'll be followed by Mound City playing down in St. Joe at 8:15 on Tuesday night. Also Tuesday, over on our sister station KTNC, I'll have the Sacred Heart boys taking on Lawrence Nelson. That's scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off live from Diller Odell High School. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage here from Cross County High School. For Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leading you with the final score tonight, the Niobrara Verdigre Cougars 55 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 43. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.